Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
The Arab world's first purpose-built synagogue in centuries in a century opens at UAE Interfaith Center. It's just an incredible, incredible story. The United Arab Emirates on Thursday opened a center housing a mosque, a church, and the country's first official synagogue with the aim of promoting interfaith coexistence in the Muslim country, in the Muslim nation. At Thursday's opening ceremony, UK Chief Rabbi Ephraim Mervis affixed a mezuzah to the entrance of the new Moses Ben Maimon Synagogue, which he tweeted, the first purpose-built synagogue in the Arab world for nearly a century. And what an occasion this is. What a moment in time. Rabbi David Rosen, he's a former chief rabbi of Ireland, currently serves as the American Jewish Committee International Director of Interreligious Affairs. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. How are you today?
Good morning. Wonderful to be with you, but I'm distressed that you don't refer to the fact that I'm the former rabbi of Green and Seapoint Hebrew Congregation in Cape Town.
You know that, and that's probably the most important part.
Right?
Absolutely. So when were you the rabbi there?
73 to 79. I'm an old man.
And so I say all of us. You know, we were having this conversation earlier and I was explaining to our sound engineer about how people used to take out personal ads in the newspaper when somebody was born, got engaged or died. And it was as though I was explaining it to an alien. And I realized just how old I must be. So, we joined that club. Either way, it is, let's just talk about this. It's really an incredible moment that a synagogue, that a shul can open
It was truly remarkable. I mean, the opening last Thursday, it was almost like a mystical experience.
I would
especially
imagine.
As the opening took place with sunset, with the sun streaming through these magnificently beautiful buildings, each one a gem in its own right, with a common theme, but very much a separate, each one with a separate beauty of its own. Set between the Louvre Museum and the Guggenheim on the Saadiyat Island within Abu Dhabi, with Muslims, Jews, and Christians all together. And there we were, celebrating this remarkable milestone in human history. And it was wonderful to have Rabbi Mervis there as well, because you know, of course, he's also South African.
I mean, absolutely.
Either a Vara Zuid-Afrikaner, not like me, I'm a sort of and also come lately. But you know, I brought him to be my assistant in Ireland, where he became chief rabbi after me. So I've got a very special connection there. And it was lovely to have him there with us, but also to have the princes of the Catholic Church and leaders of other Christian denominations and these Muslim leaders, including the deputy head of Al-Azhar, the most important Islamic institution in the Sunni world, and all speaking of respect for one another, to live in harmony with one another, that this place's inspiration must broaden out to the whole world. I mean, it was Mashiach Zeit. It was a little taste of what's to come in the future. I mean, obviously, the context is not a perfect context. It's in terms of those of us who still see democratic societies as being the closest to a Torah value system, in terms of the regard for the Hebrew, for the freedom of the individual. Nevertheless, it's still a remarkable society. The only place in the world, the Arab world, the Muslim world, where Jewish community is growing by leaps and bounds. There are now 5 different shuls in Dubai. This one in Abu Dhabi will bring Jews from all around the area together. And it's fascinating to see what's happening there. The opening was on the Thursday evening, and then there was a seminar in the morning. And I was honored to be one of the participants, together with in a dialogue with Zaki Nusseibeh, a very important figure within the Emirates' life, a former Minister of Culture. And I was saying that this is a gift to the Jewish people, because aside from its interfaith dimensions, all its significance, millions of people are visiting the Emirates for various reasons, to go shopping, for the beaches, whatever it is. Whether they stay in Abu Dhabi or not, they go for day trips to Abu Dhabi to see the Sheikh Zayed Mosque or to see the Emirates Palace. And now they go to see the Louvre and they'll go to see the Guggenheim. And people who wouldn't have had an interest in going to see a religious edifice will now come to this site because of its beauty, because of its location, and they will get to see a synagogue. They will get to learn about Judaism in terms of combating prejudice born out of ignorance and just a complete lack of knowledge. This is such an important gift to the Jewish people globally.
It really is just remarkable, and I think you're right that it definitely has this mystical element on it. It's just bringing so many elements to our world. What does it mean in terms of? Can you just describe physically what the environment looks like with the three religious houses of worship?
So in order to give you the environment, I need to give you a bigger environment. Abu Dhabi is an archipelago. It's basically a city of a state, but the city is made up of islands, some larger, some smaller. The islands are part of the city itself. It's not something removed from it. Uh-huh. And one island called Al Saadiyat, which means in Arabic happiness island, happiness, which is nice,
lovely,
has been made the cultural center. And it's within this island, which is also plenty of urban development as well, and hotels, etc., all going up around there. Nevertheless, it's at a location where you have the beautiful Louvre Museum from Paris in Abu Dhabi, which is an exquisitely beautiful low-lying edifice.
Right.
And on the other side of this complex of the places of worship is the Guggenheim, which is going up as a grand, almost like a whale-like looking edifice. And then you've got a National Museum going up alongside it. So the Louvre is complete. The Guggenheim is about three quarters of the way. The National Museum is only about a quarter of the way, but everything's going up so rapidly and things are changing so fast there. And in the midst of this is this exquisite complex where you could need to imagine like a small campus of three buildings, almost kind of like box-like from the outside, but nevertheless each one with their individual design resonating with the different traditions of the three religions. So there's a common theme, and then there's a space that connects them, which is both a plaza above, which is where the launch took place and where the speeches took place, which is very beautiful. Incidentally, the signs all there indicating a mosque and a church and a synagogue, and the signs indicating the places to go, etc., are all in three languages, in Arabic, English, and Hebrew. So you've got Hebrew everywhere you go around. And all the entrances, there are three big pillars, one with a menorah on to signify the synagogue, mm-hmm. each one around it. So if you come in from on top, you come into this plaza, but underneath this plaza is a what they call the forum that connects these three houses. And where the conference took place and where you can have exhibitions and therefore gatherings, and it's therefore the meeting place. But let me describe to you the inside of the three edifices, because they're very different. The church is actually probably the most detailed, because it's got a wooden inside interior that, but the mosque is a completely bare, almost completely bare structure of arches within this box framework, which gives a real sense of majesty, very inspiring. The synagogue is really something very special. You come into it, it has initially on the ground level a typical synagogue intimacy, marble bimah in the center, a beautiful wooden Aron Kodesh in which the new Sefer Torah has already been placed. And the benches around the sides, which are actually mobile. So, there's also even a mobile mechitza that can be used according to the size of the congregation. But as you look up, you see this very subtle mesh canopy that is meant to evoke the Mishkan, the tabernacle in the wilderness, that goes up to a beautiful skylight, which evokes not only Tevat Noach, but also the idea that when there are marriages, it's under the, as it were, the canopy of the heavens, open to the sky. And it's and there are two Chanukiot. I don't know why they put two Chanukiot, a symmetry on each side of the ark. But it's really lovely. And on Sunday, we had the first Tefillah in there. We had, first of all, the dedication of Sefer Torah, and then we had Mincha together. And, you had over 200, maybe 250 people cramming this place, all singing together before the opening of the Ark and closing the Ark. And you had, of course, there isn't any liberal congregation, to the best of my knowledge, in the Emirates. They're all Orthodox congregations, Sephardi, Chabad, and more, if you like, traditional Ashkenazi congregations. But they were all there, all the different types, all together. And it was a bit chaotic in rather a typical Jewish
way. Yeah, we wouldn't expect anything different.
But right. It wasn't great decorum, but there was a great sense of festivity and celebration, and it was really amazing. You had these people had a sense of it being that they were part of history in the making.
Absolutely. You've taken us on a magical journey, and I really appreciate the way in which you've described it. And so much so that I just thought to myself, this is a mission. I need to get over there and see this for myself, because this is something spectacular, not just obviously physically, but the fact that this can happen in today's world, and we can have this peace on one campus and respect of three different religions that have been told that they need to be in conflict, but actually they don't, because we can see it living in on one campus is something that is really, as you said, it's messianic. There's definitely
not only they don't, but their religions teach them not to.
Exactly.
Our religions are all religions of peace.
Absolutely.
That want humanity to flourish, and it's a scandal that our religions have been abused for conflict. And here is the opportunity for it to be truly the house of Avraham Avinu, a house of hospitality, a place where people respect one another.
Well, this is definitely going to be something I'm going to be doing. Rabbi David Rosen, former chief rabbi of Ireland, and of course of rabbi in Cape Town, and currently serving as the American Jewish Committee International Director of Interreligious Affairs, former rabbi at Cape Town Greenpoint, the synagogue. So yeah, indeed, what an amazing, amazing conversation.